Boulder's city council met last night for the first time since its spring recess. There was only one item on the agenda, and yet it was a seven-hour-long meeting. Joining me now to give the details is journalist Shay Castle. Good morning, Shay.
Good morning.
First, give listeners a general overview of what's up for consideration with this library district. What is a library district, and why are some in Boulder calling for the creation of one?
So a library district is another governing entity similar to, you know, Boulder Valley School District or the Regional Transportation District. They're a government entity with one particular task or, you know, set of things that they deal with. This would be a library. So it would be taking Boulder's existing library assets and facilities, and they would just belong to this other government entity, the library district, the Boulder Public Library District, as well as any future facilities that they might create. The idea of a library district has been floated for at least 4 years. It's been suggested before that in the past, but the last 4 years have been a very serious focus on it because I don't know if listeners will remember, but in 2018, there were some pretty serious budget concerns with the city, although those have since been dwarfed by any COVID budget concerns. And the library was one of the things that got cut. And so various library commissions and city councils have looked at ways to pursue stable funding for the library, which is now majority funded by sales tax. As we know, sales tax fluctuates a lot with the economy. And a library district emerged as the best, most stable funding source to keep the library going. There are 57 library districts in Colorado, so they are the most common form of governance of library districts, not only in Colorado, but I believe across the nation. So it's not a new idea, but it is new to Boulder. So advocates for the library have identified a district. It was in the 2018 Library Master Plan as the best way to move forward. And that is how we got to last night's very marathon meeting, is a 4 years of marathon meetings over the library district.
And I should open a parenthesis of journalistic disclosure here. My husband works at the library, and I'm a fan of libraries in general. That said, I don't have a strong opinion about the library district issue per se. So I can understand folks who look at the current library system in Boulder and say, hey, this looks pretty nice. Why tinker with something that appears to be healthy? What was the tone of the discourse during public comment last night?
Well, you certainly had some commenters saying that the library is doing, you know, okay, it's not in crisis. But I think what I see knowing the library folks is that they plan a lot farther in advance than the general public might. And by the time, you know, by the time news media gets to something, it usually is a crisis, but they're looking ahead. And so they did sustain pretty heavy cuts during the pandemic. Even before that, like many departments, they have a deficit when it comes to maintenance and repair spending. There's a backlog there. They have long wanted to do and promised gun barrel branches, possibly a Niwot branch as well. The Canyon Theater has been shut down for a couple of years. There's nothing happening there. The Makerspace is under reduced capacity. So is the Carnegie Library. So they're arguing that they can't even really provide what they have to the community. We have all of these places built other than the branches in neighboring communities, and we don't even have money to run them. Same thing with the new North Boulder Library. There's not an operating budget for that yet. So that's the argument on that side, but there were some speakers, and I certainly understand looking at the library and saying, yeah, it's doing all right. But there has been a long history of fighting for more funding for the library and with the city, and lots of promises that get broken. So I understand also if folks are very involved in the library, they have kind of, you know, that bad taste in their mouth of always fighting with the city to get more money and never quite getting it, and being on the chopping block when things turn bad, they're one of the first things to get cut.
So take us into the weeds of the library district issue. What are some of the nitty-gritty points that need to be considered in the planning and execution of a library district?
Well, first I'll just say that council voted 6-3 to form a library district. That district exists only on paper. So we also have the Boulder County Commissioners, which have to vote on Thursday night to approve the same resolution to form a district. And once those two entities agree, it still has to go to the voters to approve a property tax increase. If the district does not get funding by 2024, I think they get two tries, although that's TBD if the commissioners agree to that timeline, then the district fails to exist. So it's really only a paper entity as of now. Council set a couple conditions, which is they capped the amount of tax that the district can ask for at 3.8 mils. That translates to roughly around $19 million a year, or $200 for a residential home extra on your property bill, and about $1,000 for commercial property. So that they set a hard cap on that. They also said that, you know, the commissioners and council will appoint trustees to the library district, the governing board, in the future. One of the things that is yet to be determined is whether the district will lease the building and land of the existing library facilities from the city, or whether they will be gifted to the district. It's been done both ways in a lot of other districts. So it is kind of those details that might not matter that much to voters, other than the property tax increase, that are still being hashed out.
And as you say, city council voted 6-3 in favor of creating a library district on paper. The county board of commissioners is due to discuss the same issue tomorrow night. What's next on the agenda for the formation of a library district?
Well, that's basically it. The commission vote, and if they agree with council's conditions, then it's formed and it's done. If they don't, there's going to be a little bit of haggling back and forth, but they really only have until May to get this agreed upon. And if they don't, it's kind of dead in the water. But if they do agree by May, which it's possible they might, then the next thing is for voters to look for a ballot issue in November. There'll be a lot of messaging around that, I'm sure. That's not just as simple as a ballot measure, but as far as the public is concerned, that's what they need to look out for.
Shay Castle is the founder of Boulder Beat News. Thank you, as always, for coming on the program to wrap up city council meetings for us.
Thanks for having me.